Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Karen Mitchell was 22 years old and spending her second summer working as a camp counselor in northern Michigan. The job wasn't glamorous, but she enjoyed it. Most of the campers were good kids, the days were spent outdoors, and every year seemed to create the kind of memories people talked about for decades afterward. The camp itself sat deep in the woods, surrounded by towering pines that stretched endlessly in every direction. During the day, it was exactly what parents imagined when they sent their children away for a few days each summer. There were hiking trails winding through the forest, a small lake where campers spent entire afternoons swimming, and open fields where games continued until dinner. Once the sun went down, however, the woods took on a different personality. The darkness beyond the cabins felt deeper than anything most of the children had experienced back home, and every summer seemed to produce a fresh collection of ghost stories. Karen never paid much attention to them. After two summers at camp, she had learned that children could convince themselves of almost anything. One camper heard an owl in the woods and became convinced it was a woman screaming. Another spent half a night certain a shadow outside his cabin belonged to some kind of creature watching him through the trees. By morning, the stories usually fell apart under daylight and common sense. That was why she wasn't particularly concerned when she learned several girls had become fascinated with an old Ouija board. The board had been discovered in the recreation hall during the second day of camp. Apparently, it had been sitting in a cabinet among old board games and puzzles for years. By dinner, half the girls were talking about it. By the evening campfire, they had already started sharing stories about what happened when they used it. Karen rolled her eyes when one of the teachers mentioned it. The late 70s had brought a renewed fascination with Ouija boards, and she had heard every version of the story imaginable. Somebody always claimed the board moved on its own. Somebody always swore they contacted a spirit. Somebody always left convinced they had experienced something supernatural. To Karen, it was simply another way for bored kids to entertain themselves. The following morning, however, she discovered that the girls weren't talking about the Ouija board anymore. They were talking about what happened after they went to sleep. Breakfast had barely started when one of the campers mentioned waking up during the night. Another girl immediately agreed and said she hadn't slept well either. Within minutes, nearly half the table was involved in the conversation, talking over one another as they compared notes about what they remembered. At first, Karen assumed they were discussing homesickness, nightmares, or a noisy cabin mate. Then she started hearing details that caught her attention. One girl claimed her bunk had been shaking. Another said she woke up because she thought somebody was walking through the cabin. A third insisted she had seen a woman standing between the rows of beds. That statement immediately changed the conversation. Several girls nodded. One said she had seen the same woman. Another admitted she never actually saw anyone but woke up with the feeling that somebody was standing beside her bunk. Yet another camper claimed she saw movement between the beds but hid under her blanket before she could get a good look. The more they talked, the more convinced they became that something strange had happened. Karen listened for several minutes before finally stepping in. She asked questions, partly because she wanted everyone to calm down and partly because she wanted to understand exactly what they thought they had experienced. The answers only reinforced what she already suspected. None of the girls could agree on the details. Some remembered a woman, others remembered movement. A few insisted their bunks had been shaking. The stories overlapped just enough to feed one another without actually matching. Then Karen learned about the Ouija board. At that point, the mystery was solved as far as she was concerned. A group of 11-year-old girls had spent an evening talking about spirits before sleeping in an unfamiliar cabin deep in the woods. Add a little imagination and a few bad dreams, and the result was exactly what she would expect. The Ouija board disappeared before lunch. Karen confiscated it herself and gave the girls a brief lecture about how easily fear spreads through a group. Most of them accepted the explanation. A few seemed embarrassed. Others clearly remained unconvinced, but nobody argued with her. By the time lunch ended, the entire incident appeared to be fading away. The rest of the day passed normally. The girls spent the afternoon hiking trails through the woods, swimming in the lake, and preparing for the final campfire of the trip. Every now and then, Karen overheard someone mention the woman from the night before, but the conversations became shorter as the day went on. New distractions appeared, and the excitement of heading home the following day slowly replaced the fear. By dinner, most of the campers seemed more interested in talking about their families, their plans for summer, and what they were going to miss most about camp. Karen considered the problem solved. That evening happened to be the final night of the trip. After the campfire ended, she walked the girls back to their cabin beneath a sky filled with stars. The excitement of the week had finally started catching up with everyone. Several campers were yawning before they even reached the door, and more than one girl admitted she was looking forward to sleeping in her own bed the following night. Inside, the cabin consisted of one large sleeping room lined with rows of bunk beds. Karen's small room sat at one end of the building, separated from the girls by a short hallway and a single door. It wasn't much, but it gave her enough privacy while still keeping her close enough to respond if any of the campers needed help during the night. As the girls got ready for bed, a few of them brought up the previous night's experience one final time. Karen listened patiently before reassuring them that everything was fine. She reminded them that they were tired, sleeping somewhere unfamiliar, and paying closer attention to every little sound than they normally would. When one girl nervously asked what would happen if the woman came back, Karen smiled and told her she would be right there if anyone needed her. The answer seemed to help. Within an hour, the cabin had settled into silence. Karen finished a few notes for the camp director, changed into her pajamas, and climbed into bed. The sounds of the girls whispering gradually faded away until the only noise left came from the occasional creak of the building settling in the cool night air. It had been a long day, and she fell asleep almost immediately. Sometime after midnight, Karen woke unexpectedly. At first, she wasn't sure what had disturbed her. She lay still in the darkness, listening for voices, crying, or any sign that one of the girls needed help. For several moments, she heard nothing at all and began to wonder whether she had imagined whatever had pulled her from sleep. Then she heard it again. Footsteps. Slow, deliberate footsteps coming from the main sleeping area. Karen sighed and sat up. One of the girls was probably out of bed. Maybe someone was feeling sick. Maybe someone was homesick and trying not to wake the others. Whatever the reason, she knew she should check. She slipped on her shoes and walked toward the door connecting her room to the cabin. Before she reached it, the footsteps stopped completely. Karen paused with her hand on the door and listened. The cabin had gone unnaturally quiet. A moment earlier, she would have sworn someone was walking between the bunks, yet now there wasn't a sound to be heard. No whispered conversation, no movement, not even the rustle of blankets from one of the sleeping girls. Whatever had awakened her seemed to have disappeared. Finally, she opened the door and stepped into the short hallway leading to the sleeping area. She pushed open the second door and looked out across the rows of bunks. At the far end of the cabin, standing quietly between the sleeping children, was a woman. For the briefest moment, Karen assumed she was looking at another counselor who had come to check on the girls. Then she realized no other counselors should have been there. For the briefest moment, Karen felt relieved. The sight of another adult standing in the cabin seemed like the simplest possible explanation. She had heard footsteps, gotten out of bed, and found someone checking on the girls. It made sense. Then reality caught up with her. No other counselors were assigned to that cabin, and there was no reason for another staff member to be standing among the bunks after midnight. As Karen stared into the darkness, she began noticing details that hadn't registered at first. The woman's clothing looked wrong. Not unusual. Wrong. The outline of a long dress hung nearly to the floor, and her hair appeared pinned up in a style Karen had only seen in old photographs. The woman wasn't doing anything threatening. In fact, she seemed completely unaware that Karen was standing there. Her attention remained focused on the sleeping children as she slowly moved between the rows of bunks, occasionally pausing beside one before continuing on. The behavior reminded Karen of a parent checking on a child before bed, and that simple, almost caring gesture made the situation feel even stranger. Karen took a cautious step forward. The floor creaked beneath her foot, and the sound echoed through the otherwise silent cabin. At that moment, the woman turned her head. Karen froze. Years later, she would have trouble describing exactly what disturbed her about that moment. The woman's face wasn't grotesque or frightening. There were no hollow eyes or terrifying features. Instead, Karen was struck by a sudden certainty that she wasn't looking at a living person. It wasn't something she could explain logically. She simply knew. For several seconds, they remained exactly where they were. Then the woman turned away and continued walking. Karen watched as the figure stopped beside another bunk and stood there for a moment, looking down at the sleeping camper. The girl never stirred. None of the girls did. The entire cabin remained asleep while Karen stood motionless in the aisle, trying to understand what she was seeing. At first, she assumed the woman was heading toward the door at the far end of the cabin. A moment later, she realized there wasn't enough space for that. The aisle ended several feet before the wall, leaving nowhere for anyone to go. Even so, the woman continued forward without hesitation. That was when the impossible part happened. With each step, the figure became less distinct. At first, Karen thought it was a trick of the darkness. The cabin was dimly lit by moonlight filtering through the windows, and shadows shifted constantly whenever the trees moved outside. But the effect continued. The outline of the dress softened. The details of the woman seemed to blur. The farther she walked, the less substantial she appeared. Karen found herself holding her breath. The woman reached the end of the aisle as she took another step, then another. By the time she reached the wall, there was almost nothing left to see. A second later, she was gone. Karen remained exactly where she was, staring at the empty space where the woman had been only moments earlier. The cabin had fallen completely silent. The girls were still asleep. Nothing moved. Nothing made sense. Eventually, she forced herself to walk to the end of the aisle. There was nowhere for anyone to hide. No door, no window, no corner where a person could disappear without being seen. She checked anyway, moving through the cabin one section at a time while trying desperately to find a reasonable explanation for what had happened. She found nothing. By the time Karen returned to her room, she knew she wasn't going back to sleep. The rest of the night passed slowly. Every time she closed her eyes, she saw the woman standing between the bunks. She replayed the experience repeatedly, searching for some detail she had missed, some explanation that would make everything fit together. The more she thought about it, the less certain she became of anything. When morning finally arrived, the cabin immediately filled with the usual departure day chaos. Sleeping bags were rolled up. Suitcases appeared from beneath bunks. Girls rushed around collecting forgotten belongings while talking excitedly about going home. For a while, Karen almost convinced herself to keep the entire experience to herself. Then one of the campers approached her. The girl hesitated for a moment before speaking. She asked whether anyone else had seen the woman during the night. Karen felt her stomach tighten. The question wasn't asked playfully. The girl wasn't trying to scare anyone. She genuinely wanted to know. As Karen looked around the cabin, she noticed several other girls paying attention. A few had stopped packing altogether. Clearly, they had been discussing the subject among themselves. For a brief moment, Karen considered telling them the truth. Instead, she gave them the same explanation she had offered the day before. They had been sleeping in an unfamiliar place. People dreamed strange things. Sometimes one person's fear influenced everyone else around them. The answer seemed to satisfy most of them. Most. As the buses pulled away later that afternoon, Karen stood near the parking area watching the last campers leave. Normally, the end of a session brought a sense of accomplishment and relief. This time, she felt something else entirely. Confusion. Because for the first time in her life, she had experienced something she couldn't explain. And no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't stop thinking about the woman who had spent part of the night walking quietly between the bunks as though she belonged there. The next morning arrived far too quickly. Karen had barely slept after returning to her room. Every time she closed her eyes, she saw the woman standing between the rows of bunks. By dawn, she had replayed the experience so many times that she could practically recite every detail from memory. No matter how hard she tried, she couldn't find a reasonable explanation for what she had seen. The girls, meanwhile, were far more concerned with going home. Sleeping bags were rolled up. Suitcases appeared from beneath bunks, the cabin filled with the familiar chaos that always accompanied departure day. For a while, Karen almost convinced herself she could put the previous night behind her and focus on getting everyone packed and onto the buses. Then one of the campers approached her. The girl hesitated before speaking, glancing around to make sure none of her friends were listening too closely. "Did you see her?" she asked quietly. Karen didn't need to ask who she meant. For a moment, she considered telling the truth. She thought about admitting that she had seen the woman walking between the bunks. She thought about telling the girl that she wasn't imagining things and that at least some of what happened had been real. Instead, she smiled reassuringly and gave the same explanation she had offered the day before. The girls were tired. They had been sleeping somewhere unfamiliar. They had spent part of the evening talking about ghosts and spirits. Sometimes those things found their way into dreams. The camper nodded politely, but Karen wasn't sure she believed a word of it. A few hours later, the buses arrived. Parents collected their children. Luggage was loaded. Goodbyes were exchanged. Before long, the campers were heading down the long gravel road toward home. Karen stood with the other staff members and watched them leave. Normally, the end of camp brought a sense of relief and accomplishment. Another successful trip was over. Everyone had stayed safe. The children had fun. The job was done. This year felt different. As the buses disappeared from view, Karen found herself thinking about the girls sitting around the breakfast table that first morning. She remembered how certain they had been. She remembered confiscating the Ouija board and explaining exactly why they were mistaken. At the time, she had been completely convinced she was right. Looking back, she sometimes wondered, how many of those girls went home believing the adults hadn't believed them? The truth was, at least one adult had. She just didn't realize it until the following night. Karen finished the remainder of her summer contract, but she never completely stopped thinking about the woman in the cabin. The memory stayed with her long after the season ended. While other camp stories faded with time, that one remained remarkably clear. When the following summer arrived, the camp invited her back. She declined. There were other opportunities, other jobs, other ways to spend her summer. Whenever people asked why she decided not to return, she gave practical answers that were all perfectly true. None of them were the real reason. The real reason was that every time she thought about going back, she pictured a woman in an old-fashioned dress quietly making her way between rows of sleeping children. She remembered the way the figure paused beside the bunks as though checking on each camper before moving on. Most of all, she remembered watching the woman fade from sight at the end of the aisle and realizing She was witnessing something she would never be able to explain. More than 40 years later, Karen still couldn't say who the woman was or why she seemed so determined to walk those cabins at night. She only knew one thing for certain, that the girls hadn't imagined her.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.